All right, good morning, boys. Welcome back, Roar Boys. Start with some prayer requests here. Anybody have any? Okay. Anything else? All right, let's bow our heads. Yeah. Lord, thank you for this day that you've given us. And thank you for the moisture that you sent and for all that you provide for us, Father. Just ask that you'd be with us this morning during the meeting here. We just ask that you bless your word. Help us to have hearts to hear and or hearts to listen, ears to hear, Lord. Lord, bless these young boys here this morning, Lord. Just lead God and direct them that they'd grow up and be men of God. Also remember the prayer requests mentioned this morning. Brother Joe Lopez, and Brother David and Colby, as they're traveling home. These things we ask in your name. Amen. Alrighty. I think we're ready for chapter 32. Psalms, chapter 31 in the Septuagint. All right. Blessed are those whose transgressions are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man whose sin the Lord does not take into account and in whose mouth there is no deceit. Because I kept silent, my bones grew old from my groaning all the day long. For day and night your hand was heavy upon me. I became miserable when the thorn pierced me. I made known my sin, and I did not hide my transgression. I said, I will confess my transgression to the Lord. And you forgave the ungodliness of my sin. For this cause everyone who is holy will pray to him in a well-fitted time. Surely they will not draw near to him in the flood of many waters. You are my refuge from the oppression of those who surround me. O, my exceeding joy, redeem me from those who encircle me. I will give you understanding, and I will teach you in the way you should walk. I will fix my eyes upon you. Do not be like the horse and the mule, which have no understanding. You squeeze their jaws with bit and bridle, lest they come near you. Many are the scourges of the sinner, but he who hopes in the Lord, mercy shall encircle him. Be glad in the Lord, and rejoice greatly, O righteous ones, and boast all you upright in heart. Okay. The first verse there said, blessed are those whose transgressions are forgiven. That's a blessing to have your sins forgiven, isn't it? In Matthew chapter 6, verse 14 and 15, it talks a little bit about forgiveness. And it says, if you forgive others for their transgressions, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others, then your Father will not forgive your transgressions. So for you guys to have forgiveness, for us to have forgiveness, then we have to forgive others. That's pretty important. Okay. All righty. Well, I just wanted to bring that out and kind of have a simple little lesson right there that on forgiveness. So if you want forgiveness, then you got to give forgiveness. All right. Let's go ahead and stand up here and we'll say your verses that Brian had. Was it about the armor? Was you picking out something? Okay. Why don't you come up here and go first there, Arthur? Stand up and say real loud.
I, for the breastplate of righteousness, I try to obey my parents. Thank you.
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego did is disobeyed the command of the king to bow down to the statue. They knew that they had the shield of faith in God because they knew that they probably would be burned, but they had faith in God that he would take care of them, and then they ended up not even getting burned.
The sword of the Spirit helps me to do what's right.
Shield of faith helps me to obey mom and dad.
The girl of I say was true.
One time, Mari told a man about our church and stuff, and he seemed pretty interested. And it was in Guatemala at a park, and we gave him a card after a while, and he left. And that the armor on the feet.
We should use the breastplate of evil and of righteousness and return good for evil.
The sword of the Spirit helps me to love one another and be kind to others.
I need to learn to be a peacemaker.
One time I was going to lie, but I didn't because I had a belt of truth.
One time I was doing my school and I was going to skip some and decided not to because I had the armor of God.
The sword of the Spirit is the Bible, and when you obey the Bible, you're using the sword of the Spirit.
The sword of the Spirit is the Bible. If you obey it, you're fighting against Satan.
Obeying your parents is fighting against Satan.
The sword of the Spirit helps me to obey my parents.
When David was in the cave of Saul, he used the breastplate of righteousness to when he did not kill Saul, and when he could have just killed Saul right there, and the breastplate of righteousness helps me to obey my parents.
One time, a long time ago in Mexico, Daddy took me preaching in a park, and I held a little sign, and that's the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God.
Because our parents wear the armor of God, it helps us children to withstand the wiles of the devil.
All right, is that everybody, I guess? All right, so next week for your lessons, I want you guys to share an example of either where you gave somebody forgiveness or somebody gave you forgiveness. Okay? All right, you're dismissed.